Tomorrow's People: The Future of Humanity in 10 Numbers by Paul Morland. Read by Richard Trinder. Introduction. Today's People. The great historical population trends that made us who we are today continue to work on us, shaping our present and future as much as they have shaped our past. The European colonization and domination of the world, which seemed so unshakable at the end of the 19th century, could not have arisen without the continent's population explosion and the exodus of people that it fueled. Neither the United States nor the Soviet Union would have become 20th century superpowers had their populations not ballooned beyond those of their European rivals. Equally, China would not have become America's competitor for global predominance without a population in the hundreds of millions, and nor would India be seen as a coming power were its population not significantly more than a billion. Just as history's expansions have demographic roots, the same is true of its great reversals. Russia's loss of preeminence within the Soviet Union and the fall of the Soviet Union itself were in no small part the result of population change. Japan would not now be seen as the land of the setting sun had its population in the 1990s been young, vigorous, and growing, as it was when it ascended to world power status 100 years earlier. Instead, by the end of the 20th century, it was a greying country with a declining population and a stagnant economy. And much of the Middle East, from Iraq to Yemen and Libya, would not be in political turmoil if the region were not full of young people with no prospect of economic betterment. None of the great events that dominate the headlines, mass migration, stagnant economies, or populism, from the result of the Brexit referendum to Donald Trump's election in the US to Viktor Orban's Hungary, can be understood without grasping the major population changes that underlie them. Just as population has molded our past, it is also shaping our future. Demography may not be destiny, but it is powerful and fast changing. Europe, which once saw great outward population flow, is now experiencing mass immigration. Where populations were once young, they are now growing old. Countries like Italy, which were once renowned for the prodigious sizes of their families, now have far fewer children. Countries where a third of babies would once not have lived to see their first birthdays now have infant mortality rates of barely 2 cases in every 1,000. Where once people had little or no formal learning, illiteracy has been consigned to the margins, and where once people went hungry, they have grown obese. Today's people are profoundly different from yesterday's, and tomorrow's people will be different again. To most of us, the influence of demography on our future is far from obvious. It makes more sense if we divide demographic history into 3 phases: pre-modern, modern, and post-modern, and understand that the process is similar everywhere, though the starting point and rate of change differ from place to place. Communities, countries, and even continents are at different points on the journey and are progressing at different speeds, but they are all on the same path. Pre-modern. For the vast majority of history, we have been at the mercy of nature in matters of life and death. The sexual impulse determined that men and women would engage in intercourse. Although reliable contraception did not exist, there have since ancient times been attempts to decouple sex from pregnancy, some of which were more effective than others. In some places, infanticide was common. Unwanted